KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Sparks.
The balls on that guy must have been amazing.
Greg. Fat, hairy, balding comic.
It's BS in the morning.
Hey.
Yo, good morning. Hello.
Greg, where are you? You alive?
Greg's over there somewhere. He's probably still reeling from the Eagles' victory. Which, oh, I probably stepped on something. Sorry about
that.
That's
all right.
All right. How about that?
It's fine.
All right, good. Lost Boys here. Oh!
Glad I finally got to see Greg dance for the first time.
See, Izzy, if you were a football fan, you would be crushed right now as your Bears.
I don't care.
Yeah, see, you don't care. That's
go
why...
Eagles, whatever.
Jeez! No loyalty to the home team, huh?
None.
Wow, brutal.
None.
Greg, before we get to your feed there, Izzy, real quick. What was it like yesterday when the Bears missed that field goal?
I have a witness that was there with me that would tell you. I was screaming. When Cohen – okay, it's full scored on 4th and 1, right?
Make,
if you haven't seen the game, the Eagles had like not even a minute left. It was 4th down on the goal line. If they didn't throw a touchdown pass, it's over. It's done. Foles throws a touchdown pass. I'm screaming, so happy, excited, right? There's 50 seconds left. They have no time. I think they have like one time
now. Look at his hands up.
I know.
Right now.
Look at him. Look how happy he is.
I'm so happy. Then they do the kickoff, and Cohen, the running back for the Bears, runs it all the way back into field goal range almost, basically.
Yeah.
So all the Bears had to do was complete a pass, which they did. Dude, I was screaming F-ball. I was kicking things, throwing things around my house. I threw a paper towel into the washing machine somehow. I don't even know how that happened.
Pretty
the whole roll,
action.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Oh, roll, okay, yeah, like not as impressive.
I kicked one up in the air, and then I caught it and threw it, and was like throwing things around, kicking the dog's water over. Then the guy and Cody Parkey, everybody's been trying to kill this guy, Bartman, you know, like Bartman did in Chicago, whatever.
Yeah,
this guy's telling him to get out of the city. Misses the field goal, but if you look really close, it was tipped. It was actually
was
tipped.
It?
Yes.
Oh,
it was actually tipped by an Eagles player, and I do feel bad for the guy. I'm gonna be honest. I mean, I'm super excited. But I feel really bad for the kicker.
Came down to the last few seconds, and a field goal would win it. They kicked the field goal. It hits the post twice.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Brutal. The first person, of course, I thought of was you and how happy you would be.
Dude, I went from screaming F-bombs to like screaming yes so loud my dog was shaking in the corner. I felt bad. I had to pat him. I was like, no, it's a good yes. It's a good thing. Running up down the stairs. I haven't ramped down the stairs in, I don't know, 2 years.
My God. If the Eagles make you lose this weight,
yeah, for real.
I'll be so pissed.
Oh, dude, I haven't eaten in a long time.
Really?
I had a burger yesterday. And I was.
Oh, yeah, Izzy. It's going to happen. He's spinning the wheel.
I don't know, man.
With no bread.
I
had a burger on a plate with no bread yesterday. That's the only thing I've eaten since we started this thing.
Yeah, right. He didn't eat for like 2 days. Which worries me. Like, I feel like we need to get a medical expert on the show at some point to be like, is this okay? Or will this kill him?
Oh,
because I don't
care
think the way he's doing
it kills
is,
me. I just want to win.
It's a good way to do it.
As long as he dies overweight,
oh
that's all
God.
I care about.
If I die skinny, it's fine.
Exactly.
April 9th dead, fine.
Stop.
All right, Izzy, what's going on with your feed here? What's up?
There's another hangover cure. I just learned about this a few months ago. Actually, I didn't know this was a thing, but apparently, people drink Pedialyte.
Yes.
Help recover from a hangover.
Yes.
Okay, well, I guess that's common knowledge. Well, it's got a bunch of nutrients and stuff in it. Flushes your body, I guess. Now, I've never tried it, but it's becoming so popular that the company is now making sparkling powder that's flavored with either grape or cherry, specifically made for hangovers, so you can mix it in your water and make it easier to drink. Doesn't taste as bad.
Nice.
So they're kind of marketing it to adults like, hey, got some good
it's
flavors.
It's funny you said that.
Put it in your water.
You know those things you follow on Twitter that show old pictures?
Yeah.
You know, it's like old whatever. Oh, like,
yeah.
It'll be like 1920, Depression Times Square or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know? They had one this morning on there. It was a hangover cure back then. It was like a, it was a mask with a bunch of ice stuck to it. It's pretty
ice?
Funny.
Really?
Yeah, it was an ice mask.
That could be nice,
that
actually.
That sounds miserable.
I was thinking. Actually, I thought it sounded pretty good.
But I was like, how did they get the ice to stick to the mask? It was weird.
Hmm.
It was made out of metal.
Water?
What? No, none of those things. Like,
well, metal would.
Well, that's how you make ice, right?
No, but the ice cube's already made, and it's like stuck to the mask somehow without falling off.
Oh.
So how did they stick
I thought it was like one sheet of ice,
no.
And you just put it
maybe
on your face.
Maybe the guy had a metal plate in his head, and he just stuck it to his face.
Water?
Maybe.
Well, that's how you make... Why does that sound like a dumb answer? That's how you make ice.
How'd they stick it to his face? He's like, cold?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
He laid down in some cold water.
Swelling.
All right, fine. Just, all I right. look forward to flavored Pedialyte.
Saying random words associated with ice.
I'm going to have to try the Pedialyte out. I've never tried it before.
Antarctica.
So, you know those artistic protests that people do? Like that one chick that just like bled all over herself.
And, oh, God,
during her period and that kind of stuff.
Ugh. Horrific. Yeah.
Well, there was a Russian performance artist who got completely naked. If you're squeamish, plug your ears really quick. He nailed his genitals to the ground in Moscow in protest of all the BS that goes on politically out there in Russia.
Uh-huh.
He called it a, quote, fixation act. Because
nice.
He couldn't move. He sat there for an hour and a half to prove a point. He was only put in jail for a few days and then released. In other protests, he's wrapped barbed wire around his entire naked body, and he's even sewn his own lips shut.
That's to another level. That's too...
That's to like a sadistic level.
I think that's...
Where it's like he's got to be getting some type of enjoyment out of it.
Yeah, it's like a Tool video. What this guy is.
Please, as if it's a new Tool video, I'll take it. I'll watch that all night.
Touche.
Please, come out with the new stuff already.
I don't know, man. I don't consider it art when it gets to that point.
Art's
it's art. It's art.
Why? Why? What do you think makes it art?
I think that if it's something created in order to express something, then it's art.
Dumb.
That could be everything.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that falls under the art definition, sure.
I don't know.
I consider this show art.
Ice.
Ice on your face? Not art. Unless you're trying to say something. Unless it's a creative expression, then yes.
Well.
Then it's art.
Like, I have a hangover.
Yeah.
I feel awful.
Not art.
I have That's a black art? Eye.
No, not art.
I have a black eye and I don't approve of it.
Could be art.
Yeah, part of the Me Too movement maybe or something.
Oh, come on. Get over it.
Unless it's in an NFL trial, then it's not art. The black eye on a lady in an elevator.
Ooh.
Yeesh.
Ray Rice.
Good pull. Yeah.
Ice.
Ray Ice.
Theme for the day.
It's what she needed.
All right.
Lastly, male sex robots.
Yeah.
Unstoppable bionic peni are coming this year. I'm not super familiar with like the whole...
Penises? Let me tell you, they are a trip.
Well, not that, but the world of like those real-life silicone sex dolls. So apparently they can talk, they can move, they can hold you, whatever. But I guess it's mostly made up just female sex dolls. And now... Chicks were like, well, what the hell? Why can't I get humped by a robot? And they were like, that's a great idea. So now they're making guy ones. And apparently the robot peni will, quote, never, ever tire. That's a promise.
Hmm.
To me, that sounds terrifying.
Yeah.
What a sound effect.
It's the sperm in the air.
Ew. Oh, my God.
Oh, the robot has a sound effect as well. All right, great. Thank you. Is that your feed? I don't want to step on it. I felt like it was the end.
All right.
Thank you for the bionic robotic penises. And we will talk about that later, I imagine.
all right.
Don't write that down. I'm literally talking about the show today. What are you doing? Oh, God. All right. Boy, by the way, speaking of writing things down, this Friday is I Heard That. So we will be going over that later on this week. You want to get a hold of us, 876-3692. You can always text in BS and your message, 69187. My God, it is Monday, and Lost Boy is here. Now, he ran out, but something was off the air.
So he's not here.
He's not here but he's here. There he is! He's flicking me off in the window. All right, there you go. So, by golly, he's there. Yep, there. Oh, Poop Water Bill's in the building. That's great. Wonderful. Lock the door, Greg. All right, here we go. So get all of us. It should be a great show. We have some Puddle of Mud tickets. We'll be giving those away. That is for the Brooklyn Bowl on the 1st of February. Make sure you're going to that. That is BS in the Morning Presents. Puddle of Mud, Trap, Tantric. Should be a good time. We're all going. Going to hang out with you. It should be a fun time had by all. Three doors down. Starting things off for us. Let's count.
On a BS diet? Well, today's your cheat day. It's BS in the morning, fatty.
You can always text the show, BS and your message, 69187. Got some follow-up news here. Remember that Idaho teacher that fed the puppy to a turtle
yes.
in the classroom?
Oh, how sick.
He went to trial. We have the results.
Yeah.
They're in.
Better be life.
Life in prison?
No.
That was an aggressive
laugh.
Go
ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Tell the truth.
Yeah, the truth.
Hit him with it.
Is, I don't know if I disagree with the verdict here. I don't know if I disagree with the verdict. I don't. An Idaho science teacher who fed the puppy to a live puppy to a snapping turtle. Is innocent.
What?
Is innocent.
In front of kids. Traumatize them.
Vigilante justice.
Vigilante justice.
Where does this man live?
In Idaho. He's at the Preston Junior High School.
All six of people in Idaho unite.
Six jurors.
Get rid of this man.
They're all jurors.
Yeah.
So what was their reasoning?
A panel of six jurors said that couldn't prove beyond reasonable doubt that he was absolutely guilty of cruel and unusual punishment for animal cruelty, I should say.
How is that not animal cruelty?
That's what I'm saying.
Because
like what's normal in Idaho?
Okay. All right. His lawyer.
Greg, cool it.
That's not cruel and
chill
unusual.
Vigilante justice!
His attorneys argued that there is no difference between a puppy and, let's say, you feed a rat to a snake or some sort of other varmint or animal to another animal. There's no difference.
Not the same.
In the eyes of the law, there is no difference. And I got to say, it's kind of true.
What about toddler then?
Toddler's a human being.
Why is that different?
Has different rights.
Why? Yeah, why is that different?
Why?
Because it's a human being.
So, it's a little baby.
I kind of agree with Greg here.
Yeah.
That
Thank
just
you.
Happened, too, with a gator and a little baby. That just happened in Florida.
Yeah, but you don't feed babies to gators.
Yeah.
You don't feed puppies. Thank
exactly.
you. Like,
yeah.
why do Apparently we have to spell this out for you?
No, you do.
This isn't normal.
It's normal.
Do snapping turtles even eat meat?
Yes.
I thought all turtles were vegetarians.
No.
Well, they definitely eat puppies.
Well, they could have fed them fish.
They could have eaten
I've
puppies.
Never seen a turtle even eat a rat. Like, why don't they just look at it in
Moonshine,
terms of...
Moonshine Man has a
what
frog.
What the animal is.
Chocolate chip, right? Mint chocolate shock.
Chocolate chip.
His frog eats a live rat. That's a frog eating a rat, okay?
I don't condone it.
So this is a snapping turtle named Jaws eating a puppy. Now, is it horrific? Yeah. Should you feed puppies to turtles? No. But is it an animal eating an animal? But the turtle didn't go out into somebody's yard and eat their puppy.
It was fed a live puppy.
You can't dog fight.
I know, you can't dog fight.
So a dog can't eat another dog, but a turtle can eat a dog?
Dog fighting, if dogs fought in an alley, there's nothing illegal about that.
If you set it up, there is.
That's the part that's illegal.
This was set up. It wasn't an accident.
Be eaten by a turtle.
He tried feeding it to his python named Monty first.
What is wrong with this guy? I think we need to look at his... psychology first.
The snake didn't want anything to do with it, so he fed it to the
turtle. Okay, well, how come you can't do it with two dogs, but you can do it with two other animals?
Because you're setting up dog fighting where it's a malicious, plus there's no nutritional value behind it. You're setting it up for gambling and betting.
Vigilante justice!
Stop with this gun sound effect.
Don't stop with the gun. Please.
Is it
one
horrific?
More time? Another
Don't stop.
One?
Thank you.
Look.
Thank you.
I think it's horrific. Would I ever feed a puppy? No, I love dogs.
It makes
I would
no
do-
sense.
It does? The turtle's hungry. There was food.
Makes
it
no
ate
sense.
A dog.
No, why? Right. What did this
you
guy have
dogs.
Against this puppy
yeah.
so
the
much?
The puppy
that he
was
trying to
die.
Feed it to anything that
the puppy,
he could.
The puppy was on its way out.
Why did he hate the puppy?
The puppy was dying. He didn't hate the puppy. The puppy was going
to
die.
So then why doesn't he just bring it to the vet and get it put down? Why does he have to torment this poor
you
thing?
You make it sound like I am like throwing puppies.
You're okay
Hail Mary
with this.
Into you might as well be.
You're saying you're okay with the
it.
Justice because by law, think of it as a human being.
It's not a human being.
No.
Dogs
think
are not
of
human
it
beings.
As
I've had,
you being
what?
A human being. This
I've
is
had,
messed up.
No, because once you own a human being and you create a human being, guess what? Animals, second tier. 100%.
No, hell no.
No.
Oh my
absolutely
God.
Not.
Baby's sick. Feed it to my dog.
Yep.
Not at all. I'm telling you right now.
Craig for president.
Craig for president. Sure. Just, God, I wish you were both fed to turtles when you were children. God, do I
See,
wish that.
You don't think it should be illegal either.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
You lost. You lost this one. It's 3-1.
Clearly I didn't.
You lost.
They did.
The eyes of justice are on my
There's
side.
There's more of us in here than the worst jurors of people in Idaho.
No. There were six, a jury of six, and they only deliberated for 30 minutes. They couldn't prove beyond reasonable doubt. I'm sorry. Is the guy a monster? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a monster. Is what he did illegal? No. And I'm sorry, there's some heinous things you could do that are still technically legal.
That's animal cruelty.
Firing
I think
squad.
If it were in any other state, it would have
yeah.
he would have been guilty.
It's not like he carved
Idaho's
it up himself.
Clearly messed up.
He should.
And
yeah.
he dangled it like a Saw movie.
He may as well have.
No, he didn't. Yeah.
You
he
saw the picture. He did dangle it to the snapping turtle.
He's the same thing as like a Ted Bundy or a no. Wayne Gacy.
Give me a break.
Not really.
Give me a break.
But
look,
I see where you're going with this.
The guy is a monster. Should he be teaching children? No.
No.
I agree.
Did he keep his job?
Yes, of course he kept his job.
Jeez.
What he did was not illegal.
So what? You could get fired even though it's not illegal?
Yeah.
He was showing, look, this is...
People get fired. That woman got fired because she wouldn't give people zeros for not handing in their homework.
Yeah.
You can get fired for anything. And
so
this dude feeds a live puppy to a turtle in front of his traumatized class, and he keeps his job?
There's a lionfish in our fish tank, and that lionfish eats other fish.
Then
so
why
if
do
I
you guys
take
have a lionfish?
You're not setting it up, though.
If I take a fish that it needs to be fed, and I take a fish and I drop it in there, a live little minnow.
A puppy?
A live little minnow,
go,
see?
Go feed a puppy to your fish, see if you
You're
can
separating
it.
A puppy is different.
It
you're
is
saying
different.
Dogs should
if you
have
throw
different
a puppy,
laws.
If you throw a puppy into the aquarium,
yeah,
I guarantee
it's not
you're
a natural environment for a puppy.
Throw
yeah,
a live
because
puppy
it's a fish tank.
Throw
you put another fish
in
a fish tank, that makes sense. You put
yeah.
a puppy in a fish tank, that makes no sense. No.
Yeah, I agree. I'm showing you that you can feed animal another animal. And guess what? Totally legal. So
not okay.
No.
Okay, because you love dogs.
Yeah.
You love dogs.
I love all animals.
Okay, well,
I'm not
I hate
even
cats.
Okay with
if he fed a cat
rats.
To the snapping turtle, I would feel significantly less bad.
No.
Than a dog.
That's you're messed
I love dogs.
Up.
Yeah.
Hate cats.
I don't like cats either,
you're
but I wouldn't do that.
Psycho.
I wouldn't do that. I'm not saying I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I still said I would feel bad. I just said I would feel
okay.
A modicum amount of sorrow rather than a large one
Sparks
that I do for that
serial
puppy.
Killer.
That's
I'm
what
not,
I'm saying. What is wrong with you?
Check it out. Comp's Great White Weekend is back January 25th through the 27th. We'll be up in Bryan Head, Utah. Going to be great. It is it's a full weekend of fun, man. We're going to be up there having some fun. Get your room rate special, $119 per night. It's at the Best Western Premier, which used to be the Grand Lodge, but that's now been bought out by Best Western, so now it's the Best Western Premier.
Best Westerns are nice.
Yeah, 435-677-9000, and when you book the room, you have to ask for the Great White Weekend Special. That way you get the $119 a night room rate, all right? Thanks to our friends over there at Cedar City, Bryan Head Tourism, Best Western Premier Hotel and Spa, Bud Light, and McGee's Ski Bike and Board.
you listening to Spock? Go yourself and stay away from those gambling tables, you whores.
It's BS in the morning.
All right. A lot of comments coming through on the text line here about this guy in Utah who was found not guilty of animal cruelty. All right, I'm sorry. I say Utah, Idaho. This guy's up in Idaho. He's a school teacher. He fed a live puppy to a snapping turtle named Jaws in front of the students. All right. Now, what I say, look, I want to just clarify before we dive in on this. I think the guy sucks, and I think the guy is deranged, and I think he is a monster among men.
Smarks is a monster.
However, what he did, I don't think qualifies as unlawful, and I have to agree with the jury.
You're what's
don't
wrong with the legal system.
Yeah. Don't shake.
Like, you might as well just work for the government at this point.
Is there?
You think like them.
No.
Life in prison.
Whatever happened to eye for an eye? Why isn't that a thing anymore?
An eye
for an eye. I guarantee
people
would stop committing crimes if they had to go through what they did to somebody else or something else.
It's some body else is different than some dog else.
No, it's not.
Okay. Do I think animals should have rights? Yes.
Same as humans.
No.
Clearly you don't.
We're all animals anyway. Humans
are.
If dogs have the same rights as humans, then you'd be arrested for imprisoning.
Imprisoning.
False imprisonment.
How is it false?
Because you leave your dog at home during the day.
Yeah, so what?
You can't do that to
a
person.
He's in a warm place with a couch. He's not in a shelter.
You can't leave a kid by themselves locked in a room.
What are you talking about? He's 77 years old.
Okay, well, that's different than a kid, isn't it?
He's 70 years old.
Okay, well, that's my point.
No, yeah, you can with a kid anyway, by the way.
You can't.
100% you can.
You can't leave your kid.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
You can't leave him at home.
No, you can't.
People do it all the time.
God, I really am so glad you're infertile. I'm so glad.
Yeah, you totally can, though.
Look,
you don't
let's
have to
take
be 18
some
to leave him at home.
Take some phone calls here and find out what's going on. What?
And Matt, good morning. Thank you so much, Radio.
Hey, Matt, what do you think, man?
Well, I gotta tell you, John Wayne Sparkles, you got some serious moral
right?
issues, brother.
What's wrong with him?
This guy's a monster.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, dude, I'm betting money you've got pictures of puppies that you painted while wearing a clown suit, right?
No, Matt. No.
He is.
Seriously. Okay. Seriously, though. The puppy was still alive. It was sick. It was probably going to die. The moral question really is what he did right? No, it's not right. Should he be punished under law? Yes, he should.
Right.
It is animal cruelty. Now, you don't take Grandma Jones that's got cancer in 90% of her body and just throw her to a pack of wolves, do you?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I agree. However, that is the difference between a human right and an animal right.
But animals have rights.
They
though.
Do
you can't,
have rights.
You can't
they don't have that
animals.
Right. They don't have
yes,
that
they
right.
Do.
No, they don't.
You can't throw a puppy. And I'm telling you, if it happened anywhere else, yep. there's no way that would be okay.
You cannot throw
a puppy into a pit of pythons and let it eat it. You cannot do that in any state that I've ever heard of besides Idaho, apparently.
Yeah, apparently
like,
you
what
can.
What's wrong with that?
Idaho, like I said.
I'm not saying I agree with it. All I'm saying is when Moonshine Man feeds a rat to his frog, he is not breaking any law. And I'm saying that's what they argue. That was the precedent already set. They go, look, there's no difference between a rat and a dog. Just because you like a dog more than you like a rat, some people love rats more than they love
dog
dogs.
Dog fighting's legal then, according to them in Idaho.
Well, you know,
no.
Yeah. I got John Wayne. Come on, John Wayne Sparkles.
Stop calling me John Wayne Sparkles.
I think it's going to catch on.
It's not going to catch on.
John Wayne Sparkles.
It's going to catch on. You're John Wayne Sparkles. I'm buying you a clown suit you're going to wear. You're going to paint pretty pictures of puppies.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate the call. Jesus. Star Wars Jim.
Hey.
What's up, sir?
Not much. Unfortunately, first time ever, I think, that I actually agree with Greg.
Yeah.
And I agree with Izzy. Because now he needs his psychological evaluation redone.
Yes, I agree.
Because what's the next step? What does he kill next? And besides, snapping turtles don't normally eat dogs.
Right.
Rats normally eat or get eaten by snakes, which is a normal thing. But snapping turtles don't eat dogs. It's
look, I agree. The guy is a monster, and you shouldn't feed dogs two snapping turtles. I don't know why I have to feel like I have to defend myself.
Because
you're a monster.
I'm not a monster.
Lawfully, he didn't do anything wrong.
I don't think it should be against
by
the law to torture animals.
Have some morals. Like, what's wrong with you?
I'm not saying you should. I'm saying you shouldn't torture animals. I'm saying
you
shouldn't
do it.
Legal. But according to your definition, if I feed a rat to a snake, that's torture.
No.
If I'm following the precedent that you're setting, that would be torture. And my opinion, it's not.
Not the same.
All right, well, there you go. In the eyes of the law, they're seen as the same.
Not here, it isn't. I don't know, Idaho, maybe.
Idaho's on a whole other planet.
All I'm saying is if you disagree, which I disagree, that the law should be changed, then change the law. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying what he did was wrong.
I think the law should be changed.
Okay, there you go. Thank you, Star Wars Jim.
No problem.
Appreciate it. Aaron, what do you think?
Well, I only caught the very end of that conversation, but I think any time that there's human involvement, you know, being that we're technically the most advanced species on the planet, if we're involved in that, then, I mean, the punishment should fit the crime. Like, yeah, snakes eat rats naturally. Star Wars guy was saying, turtles don't eat dogs. Maybe in the bayous of Louisiana, but I don't live there.
Yeah.
Well,
but the punishment should fit the crime.
What do you think you should?
Like, you got these 14-year-old kids putting animals in the microwave. You take those kids, shove them in a microwave for 30 seconds.
Thank you. That's how I feel.
All right. Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate it.
Bigger microwaves to fit kids.
You know, humans are put on this weird, creepy pedestal. It's like people will jump into a pit in the zoo, right? Into like a lion pit or a polar bear pit.
Yeah.
And then they get mauled. It was their choice to jump in. They get killed. And what happens? The zoo kills the animal that killed that person.
So what you're saying is nature ran its course.
Yes.
Okay. So
that
nature
person
runs
was an idiot and jumped into the enclosure. They died.
I agree.
So leave the tiger alone. When
the dominant species on the planet decides, I'm going to kill something, nature is running its course.
No, she just said the opposite.
No, the opposite.
Dominant species jumped into an enclosure and got killed, and they went and killed the
animal. But you're saying, but the lion mauled the child. She's saying that the lion mauled the child, and the child had to come.
Not even the child. No, I mean an adult. Plenty of adults jump into these pits. They make the choice to jump in,
killed.
And they get killed.
And I agree.
And then the zoo kills the animal.
They shouldn't be able to throw puppies in there either.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying that if the
people...
Thank you!
You guys are wrong. You're so wrong.
No!
I'm saying that if a person decides to jump in a lion pit and gets mauled by a lion, nature has ran its course.
Right, but then why does the zoo kill the animal?
The zoo shouldn't kill the animal.
Exactly.
I agree with you. Nature's running its course up in Idaho in a biology class.
It's not.
Yeah, it is.
I am never, ever allowing you to babysit my pets when I'm out of town.
I never want to babysit your pets.
I'd come back and my little Jacko would be gone. I'd be like, Sparse, what's your... Oh, well, my turtle got hungry.
I'd be like, well, you know, your dog wanted to run outside, and I believe that dogs are like humans, and they should just be able to run around freely because they can think on their own. And you know what? That dog ran away. That's right, because they have as much rights as a human being. My apologies.
Sparks is a serial killer.
Want to show us your wits? Then text us some BS. Send your message to 69187.
Still got to do this weekend, but now it's time for the drunk line. Something you call day or night, doesn't matter when. We just play it back at 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock on Mondays, giving you the opportunity to vote for your favorite drunken message of the week coming up at 8 o'clock. So without further ado, let's check it out. Drunk line.
BS drunk line.
What the hell, dude? I was drunk last week and I forgot that my friend gave me a Viagra and I put in my Advil bottle and it was the same color. Now I'm sitting at home with a rocket pocket. Holy cow. Huh. Well. Yes, I'm just going to swing it in the cold wind and hopefully it goes down.
To play the next message.
Does that work?
I don't know.
Swing it in the cold wind? Wow, I've never heard that before.
Can you test it out for me and let me know?
Press 1.
Ooh. Isabella.
I really enjoyed your butt plug this morning. Have you asked a boy about his tattoo?
To play the next.
Ew!
I don't know who's grossed out more, you or Lost Boy back there in the corner.
Why did I move here for this? Dude,
Lost Boy is like, what? No!
Dude, I forgot we talked about this.
Oh, yeah.
Lost Boy has a tattoo over his Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What is it of?
Not of my finest hour, but oh, it's my band's logo.
Oh! Yeah. Good choice.
Good promotion.
Message. Press one.
This message is for Craig. I'm seriously worried about your weight loss program, metabolism. I'm very worried for you. Please don't do this. It's not funny. It's not funny. It's not funny.
To play the next
What?
What happened?
Wait, so she doesn't
Island.
Want you to lose the weight? She just wants you to die?
Shutter Island's crying.
Yeah, who knows?
She likes you bigger, Greg. There's the thing, we think Shutter Island is in love with Greg.
No, not all of them.
Or like half of her personality is in love
with Greg. Possible.
Half of Shutter Island might be.
Greg's trying to lose 60 pounds by April 5th, by the way. That's what she's talking about.
Yeah.
In a segment we're calling Go Rotund Me.
To play the next message, press 1.
BS in the morning. It's out by now. So, I realized something tonight. That humanity in general is losing interest in interacting with other people, talking to other people. I realized this because after months, I decided to pick up Fortnite for whatever reason. I just, like, I'll play a game. I was talking to this kid, and he's like, oh, yeah, I spent like $400 on Fortnite. I'm like, what? Okay, whatever. So I'm like, you know what? I got to go to bed, kid. I got responsibilities and so, as the responsible adult that I am, I came outside and I smoked my second bowl of the night. I'm sitting here and I'm like, you know what? I'm listening to Comp. I would really love to hear Jeremy by Pearl Jam. So I call up the station. I was like, I'm going to request it. I know I could get it on Spotify, but you know what? I'm going to request it because that's personal. It brings you back to the good old days when you called the radio station when you wanted to hear a song. I called, and guess what? No goddamn answer.
To play the next message.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. When we try to call Huff, there's no answer. It's on a cell phone.
Press 1.
What's going on, you mother scumbag sons of bitches? Well, I'm just sitting here enjoying myself. Goddamn Knights won. Pulled it off with the Devils. Those Devils, mother. And guess what? Izzy, I like your butt plug. You a rock, girl. Tally ho, bitches. Tally ho.
To play the next message, press 1.
Classic moonshine.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm.
Hey, well, you have qualified to receive a vacation for two for Disneyland 2 in Hong Kong, Taiwan, Japan, or the piping place of your choosing. So call us back, and you can have a vacation for two for two.
BS Drunk Line.
All right. There you go. There's the Drunk Line. We'll give you an opportunity to vote on your favorite drunken message of the week coming up here at 8 o'clock.
It's tweekin' time. Here's your 140 or less.
You know, I'm an idiot, and I forgot to do this here in 5 o'clock. So let's knock it out real quick. This is when we recap our weekend here. Izzy, we'll do you last.
Okay.
Greg, you're first.
Oh, my weekend?
Yeah. Just so you get the gist of it. Oh, God.
That's all I need. Go ahead, Izzy.
What about me? I said we're going to do her last.
Oh, sorry, sorry. Go ahead, monster.
Monster. Do you guys floss?
Dude!
Dancing?
Are you? Oh, not with your teeth? Not teeth floss?
Yes, yes, with your teeth.
I just started this weekend.
Flossing?
Yes.
For the first time ever?
For regularly, well, like doing it every day. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to step on your tweet.
Dude!
By the way, how exciting are you about flossing?
Blowing.
My God. What's going on?
I just
on
never
here?
Thought anybody else flossed. You just killed me. That was amazing.
Well, I'm not. I'm done flossing. I'm giving up flossing. I'm
what
done.
What happened?
I bought a water pick.
I heard those are worse.
Oh, what are you talking about? It's awesome. Look, if you don't have a water pick, you are dumb.
But it's the same thing as flossing, right? It's just water.
No, it's like pressure washing your face. It's amazing. Stick it in there. You turn it on. All kinds of stuff is being blown out. It's amazing.
What?
Oh, yeah.
It really works?
Oh, it works great.
I don't know about that.
What do you mean you don't know? It's amazing. You have different pressure, everything. So I bought a water pick, and I've just been just water picking all the time. It is amazing. I'm serious.
Does it at some point degrade your gums, though, because
what?
There's so much pressure hitting them? Like, wouldn't you think that
other than
that
shoving
mess them up?
String between my teeth? Like, that doesn't degrade my
teeth? Well, I don't, like, stick it up there and then rub it back and forth. I just, you know, you stick it up and then you bring it down. You know what I mean?
All right.
This whole conversation can be... Wow.
It's better when you can see what I'm doing with my hands.
Oh, man.
It makes it easier to understand.
She's laughing.
I know. If there wasn't laughing, that would be another good one.
I know. You're going to get a strong dose of what I heard that is all about coming up here on Friday. Anyway, that's what I did basically this weekend. I also watched a bunch of movies. All of them were just okay. Hell or High Water. By the way, Greg's been signing off. I watched it. It was okay.
What?
I was expecting better. Yeah. It's on Netflix if you want to watch it.
Great movie.
Never heard of it.
Great acting, great writing, awesome ending.
Yes, yes, and yes. However, too slow. I just thought it was too slow.
I told you it was slow.
I know. And I knew going in, my wife fell asleep. Because I knew going in, I'm like, it's slow, it's slow, it's slow.
First half slow. Second half's like, whoa, what's going on now?
Nah, I was expecting more.
No. Nah. It's amazing.
Shout out to Jeff Bridges. I love that man.
Yeah, all right. He's a good dude.
So what do you got, Izzy? Your first weekend here in Vegas?
You know, I really wanted to do things like volunteer at Mount Charleston because they're letting people do that to help pick up trash and that kind of stuff.
What?
I wanted to go hiking.
What do you want to do that for? Are we in
prison? You're going to spend your first weekend in Vegas volunteering in Mount Charleston?
Well, if I'm going to go up there, why not help out, you know?
Yeah.
You guys are... all right. Fix your moral system. So I decided not to do that to make you happy. I instead got on my Xbox and I saw that my brother was online. So we played Halo all weekend.
So
all day,
you
every
are.
Day, Friday through Sunday.
So what you're saying is that you're human garbage because you were going to go volunteer up on top of a mountain.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, playing Halo is the only time I actually get to, like, hang out with my brother and talk to him and, like, catch up. Because we're not the kind of people that, like, call each other every day. Like, we don't talk unless we're, like, playing Xbox.
Sure.
So I saw him and I was like, I better get on and play with him. So we did that.
That's nice.
I did start flossing, which was exciting.
Dancing?
No, absolutely not. Screw Fortnite. I did have a really weird dream, though, that really creeped me out. You ever have dreams about people that, like, you've met once in life, but they don't have any significance in your life?
Yeah.
No.
I had a weird dream about a dude that I met when I was living in Fresno. And maybe I didn't even meet... No, I met him once in person.
Did you smash?
No.
Oh. I met in the dream.
We were like, no. We were like kissing in like a grocery store.
Oh, well,
and then he took his shirt off and I was like,
no,
crazy. I'm not like that. And he's like, that's okay, let's just kiss. And I was like, okay. And I woke up and I was like, that guy?
I like
of
how,
all the guys?
I'm like, did you smash? He's like, yeah. So we were kissing with his shirt off.
Get out of here with those nasty sound effects. It was weird. It's still on my mind. So that's why I had to bring it up.
What kind of kissing?
It bothered me. Like making out.
What full on make out? Like not taking a breath?
No, I mean, not like eating each other's faces.
Hey, hold on, I got to spit.
It was weird.
You want to wrestle me?
It'd be really uncomfortable. I like want to unfollow him on all social medias now so I don't have to see his face because it'll remind me of the weird
So
thing.
You've met him twice, but you follow him on all social media.
I met him once.
You met him once in person, but
yeah, because I handled local bands in Fresno and he was in a local band. Yeah.
So he's a musician.
Basically, she has a thing for this guy.
Yeah, it sounds
I don't. You're dreaming about making out with him.
You follow him on all
social
media.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes you have dreams about people that you like don't have any connection with, and it's just like,
you have a connection with
them. Why that person?
Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar, and sometimes you want to smash.
What?
Boy, I tell you what.
I don't know. All right. Thank you for your weekend. Appreciate it. We got Izzy's feed with a little production value behind it today. I know.
Yay.
It should be fun. That's coming up here about 6:34-ish. Listen for it. 3 days grace now. It's comp.
The feed with Izzy.
How about that?
Sounds good.
Yeah, we'll take
it. Super official.
Yes. All right, hit us.
All right, El Chapo's trial. Still going on. It's heating up.
Ooh.
Crazy stuff happened over the weekend. So his former partner had a son that he was training to take over the cartel starting when he was a teenager. So this kid started pretty young. He then became lieutenant and was pivotal in getting the drugs where they needed to go. So he knew everything about the cartel. And he just testified for hours and hours against El Chapo and his own dad. And then it came out that this son was a spy for the DEA for years, giving them information about their rivals so that the DEA would let his cartel do whatever they want. Just let them keep selling drugs the way they were selling drugs because he was giving information about other cartels. Crazy. And now this kid's dad is like, what the hell? You're just going to tell him everything? That's great. Because he was probably screwed for life, and he was like, you know what? I'd rather have a lighter sentence.
That dude's dead no matter
what.
And
my dad. That's what I'm saying.
He's dead no matter what.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. Snitches get stitches. Well, in this case, snitches just die.
Die.
He's going to get killed. You don't mess with the cartel. He was up there. That blew my mind.
He's got to go into witness protection or something.
Well, he's going to... Do they have witness protection in prison?
No, he can't go to prison. If he goes to prison, he's dead.
Well, of course he's going to go to prison.
No, put him in solitary confinement.
He was guilty of, like, everything.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Yeah, it's like Goodfellas. When you rat on everybody, you're going into witness protection. They give you a different name, different social. They don't tell you anything. You just disappear.
But he's guilty.
But if you're already in jail...
Right.
They'll put you in solitary confinement.
Yeah, so that nobody can get to you.
He's dead.
Yeah, he's still going to find a way to get killed.
They call it protective
custody.
Yeah, he's dead.
That's some crazy
stuff. If he's
stuff.
In jail, he's dead, right? There's no doubt.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's in the mess hall with everybody else, he'd be dead for sure.
Absolutely.
Hmm.
They get, what, 1 hour of social time when they're in solitary?
I'm not sure.
It's 1 hour.
How much did you have?
I had zero when I was in solitary.
You were just locked in there all the time.
Well, it depends, because if I got in a fight or something, they put you in the hole, which is like, you don't get
the, the hole isn't solitary? Yeah. I thought that is solitary.
Yeah, it is solitary.
Okay, yeah.
But normally I wasn't in there. I was in like a dormitory with like 100,000 people in there.
Did you get any kind of rec time in the hole or no? You don't get outside at all.
Yeah, but it was very short.
Yeah, it's very short.
It's like, you know, Hannibal Lecter solitary. It's like you go out there for 10 minutes and do sit-ups or whatever and come back in. Back then I did sit-ups.
I got it.
You did a couple last week.
Was that long ago, huh?
Yeah. Wow. When I weighed like 180.
Whoa. you can measure Greg's weight when he did sit-ups like you measured rings on a tree.
Yes.
You're like, how many sit-ups did you do, Greg? Yeah. You're like 10. You're like, oh, God, that was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Got it.
Now if I put a hula hoop on, it's like a belt. Not much longer. 2 more months.
Yeah.
We'll
it's
see.
Not going to happen.
We'll see.
Can't wait.
Okay, romansturbation. I want you guys to take a stab at what you think that word means.
I'm assuming it means reading...
Team Wiener.
Reading romance novels or something.
All right, Sparks, what's your guess?
Romansturbation. That's where you love first dates.
No, both of you are way
so
off.
Romantic.
So it's a new thing that... They say, quote unquote, millennials are doing. So they're saying that a lot of millennials are actually staying single, which I know a lot of millennials that are in horribly toxic relationships that they never want to get out of. But apparently a lot of the single ones are starting to do this thing called romansturbation. They've started wining and dining themselves before getting busy with themselves. So some people like cook themselves a really nice meal, light some candles, put champagne on ice, put some nice jazz music on.
No dude is doing this.
And then they slowly make their way to the bedroom. Actually, a lot of guys do this.
No.
They undress.
Is this like the male romper where like they make a thing and it's not a thing?
This is a fake trend.
It's not a thing.
The dude, what I'm saying right now, these examples, that's a guy that does this for himself.
A guy. A single guy. Not guys. The guy wants to masturbate.
Yeah, but I'm sure there are more dudes that do this. They just won't admit it.
No.
No.
They just want a minute, not admit it.
People give themselves a whole night.
It's like you pause. Do
this.
No, you pause your video game and then you unpause your video game. That's basically all.
That's it.
I'm telling you, people do this.
No, stop saying people. A person does this.
No.
It's not a trend. It's
a
fake
study
trend
that was done, and people said, I make this a thing.
Study of one. Yeah. So, tell me the study size. Let me see. What's the sample size of the study?
I don't know.
Exactly. One guy does this. One freak. One weirdo. I could see ladies doing this. I could totally see a woman doing this.
I could see chicks doing this.
If a guy wants to masturbate, he's not making a steak and lighting a candle.
You'd be surprised.
This is like when people are like, people aren't having, they're single now. And like everyone has a boyfriend or girlfriend. Come on.
But there are people that you just don't think about, like these people, like guys who romansturbate.
No, there's no such thing as romansturbate. Yeah. There's one freak who's so lonely, he has a blow-up doll that accidentally deflated when he laid on top of it.
Maybe he left that part out of the story, he's whining and dining himself.
I'm telling you now, this is a one-time-only story.
I doubt it.
Let's take a survey.
This is like what the
every man in this room has masturbated. Has anyone lit a candle and made dinner before you did it? Lost Boy, we'll start with you.
No.
No. Greg.
Well, I've made dinner, but it's almost like it's not ready yet, so I might as well.
God, I hope you wash your hands.
Gross.
Please.
My meatloaf's delicious.
Gross.
It's so soft.
Salty.
In case you missed Vegas Golden Knights last night.
All right, let's recap this. Win! Plus, we got a fight in here, too. This is always exciting.
Yeah, you don't see those enough anymore.
No, it's great. I love it when it happens. Vegas Golden Knights were down 2-0 in the first period until Reeves got on the scene.
Reeves gets it, funny shoots. He scores. Ryan Reeves gets it through Kincaid, and the Knights are on the board. 2-1 New Jersey with 7:30 to go in the first period.
Oh boy, that's a lot of foghorn. Look at this. McNabb scores as well, tying it up.
Here's Cody Eakin on the right. Pass out to the left. Tipped in. Left point shot from McNabb. Now they're going to wave it off. Hold the phone. Referee says no goal.
It was a goal.
Oh.
It was a goal. Thank you. Pacioretty, who recently just became a father, which is nice. He got in on the score as well.
Penalty coming up against New Jersey. Tuck was interfered with. Left wing, it's Theodore. Delayed penalty shot. Score!
Does Pacioretty get a piece of this?
Somebody got a piece of the side of the net. Knights take a 3-2 lead.
Nice, 3-2 lead. Oh, by the way, here's the fight that, who was in on the fight? It's there.
No,
I'm doing it.
This thing.
Oh, it's here. So we're going to hear it in like 35 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. Tomorrow morning it'll be ready.
Marchessault got in on the fight. This is what happened.
1 second to go. There's the horn. Period ends. The action continues. Look out in the corner. Lovejoy got decked with Marchessault, Zajac, and a big pileup. Linesman working furiously to try to separate this. It's Lovejoy and Marchessault.
You gotta love hockey fights. I don't.
It's amazing how they get leverage.
It's amazing. Because they're on ice.
I can't even ice skate as it is, but I know when I like punch somebody, I have to have a good, footing on the ground.
Well, they always hold on to each other.
I know. But
they grab the jersey with the left.
It's hard to get.
And then they just
even then it's hard because you're supposed to follow through with your front arm. So it's really hard.
I don't know, man.
I have to give them respect for that.
A lot of respect. A lot of respect. There you go, though. It's a win for the Vegas Golden Knights. Here's the final call.
Stastny wins it to the corner. 8 seconds to go. McNabb rips it around the rim. Puck out of the zone. 5 seconds left. Taken by the Devils. Butcher at center. 1 second to go. Shot at the horn. Goes wide. It's over. Vegas wins it 3-2 against the Devils.
by Glenn Lerner Injury Attorneys. In a wreck and need a check? One call, that's all. 702-877-1500. Catch all the play-by-play action on our sports station, Fox Sports Radio 98.9 FM and 1340 AM.
Stan Lee, and you're listening to BS in the Morning.
To what in the morning?
BS.
BS?
BS in the
like
morning.
Bullshit.
That's exactly right.
This is Stan Lee, and you're listening to BS in the Morning, you lucky people.
All right, there's a ton of news this morning. We'll go with this one, because we were just talking about how good Quentin Tarantino is. And even his worst movies are great movies. You don't like Quentin Tarantino? Don't give me that look.
I've never
please.
Really seen many of his movies, but
what?
I'm not like super impressed. He does the ones that the filter on them look really gritty, right?
Sometimes.
And like there's a lot of like violence. I'm fine with violence, but like I don't really find the humor that amusing.
I don't think you've ever seen a Quentin Tarantino movie.
What's the one has. With the there's like Mr. Brown and Mrs. Black and
Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, I watched that one time when I was getting tattooed, and I was like, I can do without it.
That's very overrated, though.
Excuse me.
That's how I felt.
It's a great movie. It's not overrated.
That's
at
what
all.
Everyone says, but I didn't.
But it's not
think
up there with the rest
great.
Of his movies. If you saw Pulp Fiction, it's like 1,000 times better.
Never
than
saw
Pulp
that.
Pulp Fiction.
No.
Django, way better than Reservoir Dogs.
Never saw that. No.
Never saw Django Unchained?
No.
Oh, my God. You have homework. It is good. I'm like jealous of you. Because I wish I could
rewatch.
I wish I could watch all these at once for the first time. Like, oh, I'm so jealous. All right, well, I'm going to read you this story, and thanks to the pizza that sent this one in, because it does echo a. I almost said the movie title. Quentin Tarantino movie. Police are investigating how a woman who's been in a coma for 10 years has given birth.
Yeah, I saw that.
Whoa.
Yep.
And you didn't think of all of a Quentin Tarantino movie.
No.
When you read that.
I don't know why I would.
Interesting.
I did.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of. Lost Boy, same thing?
Not even going to lie, dude.
That's the first thing you thought of. Yeah. I was like, is this real? Is this a real story? It is a real story. We're talking about the movie Kill Bill.
Oh.
Write that one down. What?
With what's-her-face, the blonde, right?
Yeah.
Charlize.
No.
Is it Theron or Theron?
It's not her, though. It's Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Before her face got all weird.
Yeah.
Before?
Yeah, look at her now. Google Uma Thurman.
Nah, she said that was bad makeup.
Yeah, right.
Because I've seen her since then, and she looks different again.
Maybe it was
what?
Bad makeup.
Yeah.
How much makeup does she have on?
I don't know, but she's like, I guess people didn't like my makeup choice. And she posted a picture of her like with her makeup on, and she looks like the same again.
Really?
Which is not that great anyway.
Did they put her makeup on with a scalpel and a syringe? Because that's
got a long nose.
A long nose. She has big nostrils, too.
All right, can we stop?
Just like Sparks.
Sparks has big nostrils?
What? Does have really large nostrils.
Small face and big nostrils.
Schnaz.
They're moving.
Look at that schnaz.
He can move his nostrils.
You can't move your nostrils?
I can move mine.
Yeah,
you can't flare yours?
You can't do it.
I just did.
Well, you can do it while talking. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
All right, back to the woman who got impregnated by a coma. Yeah. Or not by a coma, while in a coma.
Yeah, that's sad. That's sick.
Let me ask you who's worse, because this is what I want to talk about.
I think it's fair game.
No,
what?
I'm totally kidding. Jesus.
I'm totally kidding.
Good Lord.
Not Bill Cosby.
No.
How jealous is Bill Cosby of this guy, by the way?
Yes. Very, very jealous. So obviously it's a dude that works in the hospital, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
Let's throw on the detective music. Woman's in the hospital for 10 years. She's unconscious. She's in a coma. She is shoved in a room somewhere. People clearly aren't paying that much attention to her. Okay? And the reason why I know this is because who is worse? The person who did the raping or the hospital for not knowing that she was pregnant?
The raping.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're supposed to be taking care of a lady.
Right. You're not giving her pregnancy tests every day when you're in a coma.
Right.
Isn't she going through her cycle? Isn't she doing things? Are they not taking care of her for 10 years?
I don't know how that stuff works
in a coma.
Maybe
when you're in a coma, it only comes like once every...
Of course it works.
Nah, it may not come every month.
No. No. Don't get me wrong. They're both
horrid
monsters.
Well, clearly it had to if she got pregnant. So,
yeah, of course.
Well, maybe she's just ovulating for a really long time.
I mean, how old was she? Did they think she just started going through menopause, maybe?
Didn't say her age. in the article.
Did someone just not take note of it? I mean, it just seems like everything going on in that hospital wasn't right.
Exactly. My point. This hospital should shut down.
No.
Because
yeah,
you don't even know that
clearly
a lady's pregnant.
How is that negligent?
And they had somebody on the staff that did that.
Okay, but that you hired one bad guy, maybe, or girl.
Well, there could be more. This one just got her pregnant.
It said healthcare staff were initially unsure why the woman was moaning. Sources say that the baby's head was starting to emerge when the nurse came in. Yeah, I'm sorry.
The lady in a coma was moaning?
Yes.
So was she out of a coma?
It didn't wake her up. She's just in pain.
Well, how do you moan in a coma?
I don't know. I don't know how comas work.
Why do you
want to
know
that,
Craig?
Were just completely unconscious, but I guess if, you know, if you're unconscious and somebody stabs you, don't you think your body would moan?
I don't know.
Or
I don't
scream?
Think so. I think you would
your
just
body
stabbed.
Would moan.
I don't know.
He would maybe moan.
There would be some kind of reaction.
Maybe the wound moans.
No, because when you're in an unconscious state, you still are. Your mind is still active. You're just subconscious is active.
Yeah,
that's why you're dreaming.
True.
No, that's
okay. Well,
no,
when,
no,
yeah, and in your
coma,
dreams
though,
you act out. You
yeah,
act out
and
in
you're,
your dreams.
You're
sometimes.
Talking.
Yeah.
You're talking in your sleep.
No.
Yeah. People sleepwalk.
Dude,
in
when
their
people
dreams.
Are asleep, like you know, they put you in anesthesia. You don't roll around and moan and stuff.
You could still utter noises.
Yeah.
Dude, the reason they put you in there in anesthesia is so that when they cut you open, you don't moan and scream.
I find it hard to believe
you don't feel pain.
That a woman in a coma would be pushing something out of her vooj and not scream.
Yes. Thank you.
Like, that's
you can argue with
her
all you want. She moaned. She's still in a coma.
Yeah. I don't think she's really in a coma.
When the basis of the Deftones, when he was in a coma. Hold on, let me finish my sentence. When Chi was in a coma, the basis of the Deftones, they would talk to him, and they eventually were like, lift your left leg, and he would lift his left leg, but he was still unconscious.
Yeah.
Well, then he wasn't unconscious. But here's the thing.
He was.
She clearly died.
He was in a coma.
She is clearly not in a coma.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to
tell
you what happened.
I think you're just not educated on comas. No. I'll admit, I'm not either. But
she leaves the hospital every night, and she went and partied a little bit too hard, didn't use protection, came back and went to bed. And that's how it happened.
So you're
I'm
saying...
I'm not blaming the hospital. I'm blaming the lady.
I don't think that's...
Let me just get this right.
Use protection, coma lady.
Hold on. According to Greg's theory, this lady was basically squatting.
Yes.
She was acting like she was in a coma.
The economy was bad at the time.
For a free bed.
You got to think, 10 years ago, the economy with recession
was
hitting.
Horrible.
Yeah. So she put herself in a coma. So she has a...
quote-unquote coma.
Quote-unquote coma. And she leaves every night and goes out and parties, does whatever she wants.
I feel dumber just by listening to that.
Well, maybe you should.
Do you have any evidence to the contrary?
Thank you.
Because if you don't, then
the contrary makes more sense, unfortunately.
Oh, really?
That is also a theory. Just a theory. We don't know.
Don't they have cameras in these hospitals and all the rooms? Because there usually is negligence going on in, you know, not necessarily hospitals, but even like nursing homes and stuff. This kind of stuff happens all the time.
Well, you got to think they're investigating that, like going through all the cameras and stuff.
Right.
Sorry, Spark.
This was like a fee. It's not a hospital. It's like a health care facility. So it's not an actual hospital. I can't imagine how much that was. So they put her in a private health care facility.
Right.
They're like, hey, we should probably, she doesn't want to. You know, she's still alive. She doesn't have a do not resuscitate thing. So we got to keep her alive, put her on the feeding tube, throw her in the corner.
I'm telling you, she's not in a coma.
She is in a coma.
She's in a coma.
Someone's going to have pictures of her at a Taylor Swift concert or something here coming up soon.
No, she's in a coma.
Horrible. That's a horrible, tragic story nobody likes to talk about. However, I don't want the fact that this healthcare facility ignored the fact that this lady, A, had been getting raped. That's horrible. But B, was also pregnant.
Right.
How do you not know someone is pregnant unless you're absolutely not paying attention to them at all? 876-3692. We're going to go with this
My
call.
Summer harvest soup.
Matt.
Summer soups.
Good morning, guys.
How are you, sir?
Good, thanks. Did they feed the baby to a turtle?
No, they did not feed the baby to a turtle.
Well, Sparks would be okay with that.
That would have been a perfect instance right there.
Yeah.
Gone. What baby?
Okay, thanks for the call there, Summer Soups. All right. And I'm the monster. Let's go to this guy.
The Moonshine Man.
Moonshine. Moonshine Man.
I'm thinking dead girl.
This is Marcus?
Marcus.
Oh, this changes everything. What are you talking about, Marcus?
Well, you smoke weed every day. I've been in a coma for a minute, but guess what? Besides all that, I'm thinking Dead Girl, the movie, is coming back to me so clearly now.
All right. Speaking of people in a coma.
All right, Marcus. Go back to bed.
Dead
all right?
Girl. Dead Girl.
Okay.
Dead Girl.
Right. You sound like a horror film. I have no... Do you know the movie he was talking about?
No.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Pee Pee Ronai Pizza. Pee Pee Ronai Pizza.
Pizza.
Good morning, kids.
Good morning, sir. Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, that's why I sent this story to you, bro, because it wasn't. First thought I had was Kill Bill.
Yes.
And second, it's the most disgusting thing I ever heard.
It's horrific.
I think the facility 100% should be liable for this.
Yes.
Oh, they're going to be.
They got to shut down, man. That's the thing. I don't want that to be. I feel like that was buried in the story. Everyone's talking about the rape and the birth of the child. I get it. But what shouldn't be overlooked is the fact that the facility that person's being just basically stored away in is, dude, I hate that.
Yeah,
I hate
you know what? It's a disgusting fact that a facility allows that to happen, that they don't have, like, comatose patients should have cameras in their room.
Right. Yes.
Completely
agree. I mean, if you've seen Kill Bill, even though, you know, Izzy's never seen it, and that kind of puts her from an 8 to a 7 now on my
I heard that was a really dumb movie anyways,
how
so
dare
I don't plan
you?
On ever seeing
dumb
it.
Dumb movie!
I heard it was horrible.
One, I'm a Quentin Tarantino fan. You better watch Four Rooms.
Yeah, I'm not.
You heard it was horrible from who?
From anyone that had seen it. They're like, don't even bother.
Oh my God.
It's a waste of time.
Who do you hang out with?
How dare you?
Oh, see, this girl's gotta go now. We should play.
BS in the Morning, home of the fifth man.
Gonna be looking for your phone calls here. So vote, if you could, please. On your favorite drunken message of the week. It is Monday. It is 8 o'clock. Hopefully last week, doesn't matter when, doesn't just have to be the weekend, day or night, you call up that drunk line, we just play it back on Mondays. Let's take a listen, and then we'll look for your vote.
BS Drunk Line.
What the hell, dude? I was drunk last week, and I forgot that my friend gave me a Viagra, and I put in my Advil bottle, and it was the same color. Now I'm sitting at home with a rocket pocket. Holy cow. Huh. Well, I guess I'm just going to swing it in the cold wind, and hopefully it goes down.
To play the next message.
Swing it in the cold wind. It's got to be the name
That's
of that one.
All right.
Press 1.
Ooh. Isabella.
Ugh.
I really enjoyed your butt plug this morning. Yeah. Have you asked Moss Boy about his tattoo?
To play the next...
All right. There's that guy again. That guy, it's been a minute since he's called in.
The Hannibal Lecter thing just freaks me out.
I know, man. What do we call it?
Lost Boy Tat.
Lost Boy Tat? I see where you're trying to steer the conversation. All right, Lost Boy Tat it is.
Thinking about Hannibal
Press
Rector.
One.
Wait, what?
Nothing.
Hannibal Rector? That's it. Hannibal Rector is it.
To play the next message, press 1.
This message is for Greg. I'm seriously worried about your weight loss program, metabolism. I'm very worried for you. Please, don't do this. It's not funny. It's not funny. It's not funny.
To play the next...
Jesus.
It's amazing.
Shutter Cryland?
You're on a roll, man.
She's so scared. It sounds like you're about to jump off a building. Don't do this. Wow. He's losing weight. He's good. Do you feel better, by the way?
I mean, it's been 3 days, but yeah.
Yeah, but you've been eating or not eating,
not
I should say.
Yeah, I didn't eat for the first 2 days.
I was going to say,
he
eating
has no
clean.
Fuel.
Yeah.
You've got nothing.
I got plenty of fuel. I could live off this for 30 years.
That's not true.
You feel good, though, or no?
I mean, I feel better than I did.
Okay. I just wondered.
Message. Press 1.
BS in the morning. It's out by now. So, I realized something tonight. That humanity in general is losing interest in interacting with other people, talking to other people. I realized this because after months, I decided to pick up Fortnite. For whatever reason, I just, like, I'll play a game. I was talking to this kid, and he's like, oh, yeah, I spent like $400 on Fortnite. I'm like, what? Okay, whatever. So I'm like, you know what? I gotta go to bed, kid. I got responsibilities and so, as the responsible adult that I am, I came outside and I smoked my second bowl of the night. I'm sitting here and I'm like, you know what? I'm listening to Comp. I would really love to hear Jeremy by Pearl Jam. So I call up the station. I was like, I'm going to request it. I know I could get it on Spotify, but you know what? I'm going to request it because that's personal. It brings you back to the good old days when you called the radio station when you wanted to hear a song. I called. And guess what? No goddamn answer.
To play the next.
Greg should have shortened this a whole bunch.
Huff's answering message? Answering service?
Yeah, whatever.
All right, we'll do that.
Message. Press 1.
What's going on, you mother scumbag sons of bitches? Well, I'm just sitting here enjoying myself. Goddamn Knights won. Pulled it off with the Devils. Those Devils, mother. And guess what? Izzy, I like your butt plug. You a rock, girl. Tally ho, bitches. Tally ho.
To play the next.
Okay. It's classic moonshine, is what I think.
F the Devils.
F the Devils? All right, we'll do that.
Message. Press 1.
Hello. You have qualified to receive a vacation for two for Disneyland 2 in Hong Kong, Taiwan, Japan, or the Piping Place of your choosing. So call us back, and you can have a vacation for two for two.
BS Drunkline.
4-2.
Sure. If that wins, there's no justice in this world. 876-3692. Look, we're tight on time, so please stick to the votes, okay? And we're already starting to run late here. 876-3692. Your choices are as follows. Swing It in the Cold Wind. Hannibal Rector. Shutter Cryland. Huff's Answering Service. F the Devils. And 4-2. Those are your options today. First one to four votes, as always, will end up getting a sweet, sweet prize for that person, which is nice. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Cardio, bitches.
Okay.
The moonshine.
I guess that's moonshine.
Yeah.
F
the Devils with one. You tallying this up. Thanks, dude. Yeah. Appreciate it. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
F the Devils and Kill Bill rules.
Thank you. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Okay, that's one for like Hannibal Rector.
Hannibal Rector. Hannibal Rector's on the board. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
F the Devils.
All right.
Wow, I got three.
Wow. Moonshine.
There you go. Moonshine. Voting for himself there. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Hannibal Rector.
Okay, why? Thank you. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Give back Sparks' butt plug. Moonshine.
Oh, that's the winner.
Look at
that's
that. Wow. Moonshine. Cleaning house. That's fine. That's classic moonshine. That's good. All right. There you go. Congratulations to Moonshine Man with his F the Devils.
Hey, guys. It's Bert Kreischer, the machine. And you're listening to BS in the Morning.
It's a sad day. There's a guy who calls up here on the show, Izzy. He goes by the name Persian Brad Pitt.
And no, he's not dead.
Okay, Lost Boy gives me that look.
Like, oh,
yeah.
God.
What happened?
However, this might be his brother. Because I thought there was only two Brad Pitts out there in the world. There was Brad Pitt, and then Persian Brad Pitt.
Well, there's that that actor that looks like Brad Pitt.
Brad like, Pitt?
No. He's got the dark hair.
Nope.
Estevez or Emilio something.
You think Emilio Estevez looks like Brad Pitt?
I don't know who Emilio Estevez is, but his name is something similar to that.
Emilio Estevez is the head coach from the Mighty Ducks.
No.
All right. Well, while you Google alternate versions of Brad Pitt, let me talk to you about this
guy.
Persian Brad Pitt. Or not Persian Brad Pitt.
What?
Benicio Del Toro.
You think looks Benicio like Del Toro looks
look
like...
Look at... Will you look at that?
Yeah, no, he does not look like Brad Pitt.
He does!
First of all, Benicio Del Toro looks like the corpse of Brad Pitt with those dark circles around his eyes.
That's what I'm saying.
No, he does not look like Brad Pitt.
You guys are blind.
You know who looks like Brad Pitt? Idris Elba.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I hate you so much. You're lucky you're far away.
Hey, look at this. Hit me with the taps again.
Oh,
we missed it.
Come on, man.
I had it all dialed in. Sorry. My apologies.
Not sorry.
We have Brad Pitt. We have Persian Brad Pitt. And apparently... there's a country named... Oh, God. Now I can't remember how to pronounce it. Vanuatu. Vanuatu is a country. And they say the Vanuatu Brad Pitt has died. There's a third Brad Pitt out there.
There's a fourth Brad Pitt.
And he's died. He was in an Oscar-nominated film. Yeah, I didn't know this. I had no idea. I didn't even know what Vanuatu was.
Me neither.
It's a country between Australia and Fiji.
I thought it was a vampire.
Of about 200,000 people. That's not terribly small for an island nation, right? This guy died. He had a leg infection, and it was left untreated, and he ended up dying after this leg infection. But they're calling him... Vanuatu's Brad Pitt. And I thought this was a great time to put out the fact that we haven't heard from Persian Brad Pitt in a long time.
It's true.
We haven't heard him call in here. Normally, as soon as you get on the show, he'd call in, he'd start harassing you.
Is he okay?
Persian Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
I don't know if... Oh, I thought you meant like, is he mentally okay?
No. Like, is
physically,
he all right?
Is he all right? I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Is there some sort of Persian Brad Pitt death?
Well...
pool going on here? What's happening?
You think real Brad Pitt's next?
Persian's got a lot of STDs.
He's got a ton of STDs.
Yeah, he lives under a bridge.
This guy died of an infection.
Yeah, it's cold. It's cold. He's cold. Homeless.
Weird.
Do you think Persian Brad Pitt has died? Thoughts? Greg, go first.
No.
Thank you for that. Lost Boy.
You know, I'm going to be the one to take a gamble. He's dead.
You think Persian Brad Pitt died?
Persian dead.
Look, all I'm reading is that this guy was a family man. He opposite of Persian Brad Pitt. He was an actor. Persian Brad Pitt apparently has been in movies. He's the stunt double for Brad Pitt. Dies of an infection. Our Persian Brad Pitt has a ton of infections constantly. He goes to see doctors.
I don't know. I feel like you would have known. I don't think he's dead.
How would we have known if the homeless man, Persian Brad Pitt, that lives under the bridge
he's
on Flamingo...
He's homeless and he has a phone?
Has a phone. He has a car. He lives under the bridge on the 15 Flamingo, according to him.
From one dead guy to another. I mean, yeah. He's dead.
Is he dead?
That's sad.
All right.
I hope not.
Can I put it out there?
Sure.
Persian Brad Pitt, if you're alive, call in. We don't have to hear from you. We just want to... Just a signal flare. That's it. Just go, I'm alive, and then hang up. That's fine. God knows the rest of the fifth man does not want to hear you. So, let's not worry about that at all. But I read that story, and I was like, oh my God, there's more than one Brad Pitt.
Yeah, there's four.
There's not four. Benicio Del Toro
he
is not a Brad Pitt.
Oh my God. He does. He just looks like a darker, meaner version, you know? He's got the dark hair.
Okay.
Darker skin.
Subtly racist.
He's got the bags under his eyes.
Michael Clark Duncan was a darker, nicer version of Tom Cruise.
I know. Mike, how dare you? God. You better check yourself.
I'm telling you, there's at least one person out there that agrees with me.
No.
At least one person that's like, yeah, I've always thought that.
No, nobody agrees with
me. That was Persian Brad Pitt, but he's dead now.
Is that Persian on the phone?
Alone.
Hold on, I'm getting. I want to see this. He's talking on the phone there for a long time.
I don't know. This dude's looking for a guy. No.
All right. He's dead. Persian Brad Pitt.
It's not him.
R.I.P.
No BS.
876-3692. We're going to go with caller number. That's a damn good prize, man. Let's go 31. Good luck. You got to know the no BS question, but those tickets are not only for Disturbed over at T-Mobile Arena with 3 days grace, but also getting qualified to play foosball with the band. Foosball's fun. It's a good time for sure. Greg, are you dying over there? What's going on?
I don't know. Something going on with my... I'm looking up on the internet.
You're okay right now.
You know he's panicking when okay he's looking it up on WebMD.
Yeah.
Not okay at all.
Oh, you're still in pain.
A lot.
You were just keeled over there for a minute.
Yeah, I'm trying to...
Are you sure it's not just indigestion?
Trying to be a pro over here, so, you know.
You know what would make you feel better is chocolate. Do you want some chocolate?
No. I want a doctor and some surgery and some medicine so I can get skinny.
You better not get surgery.
I'm signing up for chemo, bro.
I would be so pissed if this guy needs something removed from his organs and he loses all the weight. That is so cheating.
This would be awesome.
I don't think it's indigestion because he hasn't eaten anything.
No, it's not indigestion.
Can you get indigestion if you haven't eaten anything?
I mean, if all he ate was just a little bit of meat.
Because I've had problems with this part of my... I could feel this sharp pain in here for a while now. I just never got this bad.
Maybe you should go to a doctor.
Might be gallstones.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you'd know, though.
Well, I feel it right now.
I think he does know. I think it's letting him know right now.
We'll see. We can take bets. God, I'm going to guess
you better not get surgery. That's all I'm saying. That's such a cheat.
So excited for surgery.
Yo, Johnny, how are you, sir? Johnny, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, man?
Here's your no BS question. Good luck.
This BS show member was compared to John Wayne Gacy. Was it Izzy Sparks, myself, or none of the above?
I'd say yourself.
Boy, you know, you'd be right.
Normally.
In life, yes. Yeah. You'd absolutely be right. But I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Sorry. Hang up on yourself, Johnny. Nice. An honorable man. No, we do have a Russ. Don't we have a Russ? We do have a Russ.
We have a very special guest. Russell is here.
Hey, Russ.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, dude? What's the answer?
Let's go Izzy.
Ooh, that is, of course, incorrect.
But no.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Hanging up.
All right. See ya. Bye-bye.
I think she said but no, but that got me too.
Okay. Yeah. Everyone just looked at everyone else in the room except for you, Izzy. What'd she just say? Yeah. Oh, but no. All right. Maybe this guy will know.
My name is not Squeak, all right? It's Kenny.
All right, you little bitch.
Kenny.
Hey.
What's the answer?
I think it's Sparks.
Nice.
Smart man. Yeah, I follow the law, therefore I'm John Wayne Gacy. All right, so thank you very much. Hold on there, dude. You're qualified to play foosball with Disturbed, and you're also going to the show. The 3 days grace is on that one, too. That's a good one for sure. T-Mobile Arena on Saturday. You know what's tomorrow?
CES.
CES is in town.
Oh, man, I should go down there again.
Now, let's get something straight here, Greg.
Huh.
In the past, we've tried going to CES as a show.
Yeah.
We've tried sending you down to CES.
Mm-hmm.
You have successfully screwed it up every single time.
Oh, that's in the eye of the beholder.
No, it's not. We tried sending you to CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. You went to CVS, pharmacy.
Honest mistake.
Then we go, hey, Greg, this year, why don't you go down to CES? You went to CBS, and you got on the news.
Yeah, okay. If you saw the electronics in their studio, you would have been confused, too, okay? So you don't,
you don't wander on a TV set.
Hey, man.
A live television.
The traffic guy was nice.
Are you going to actually go down to CES? We got the credentials. We got you in.
Of course I am.
Are you actually going to use them this year?
Yes.
Now, you say yes, Izzy. He says this every year.
I believe it.
You believe Greg.
No, I believe that he says it every year, but I also believe he's going to screw it up again this year.
You were on TV with Nate Tannenbaum.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
You went to CVS Pharmacy. There's no other alliteration, or I should say acronyms, close to CES. You're done. You have to go. You're going to the Las Vegas Convention Center tomorrow morning.
Sure.
I don't like this. You're too...
you're too like, yeah, it's no problem. It's no big deal. When you've screwed it up year after year after year.
Show's over. Let's go.
Greg goes down to CES tomorrow. Listen for it.
Follow the show on Instagram at BS in the Morning.
I have not missed one show. I love you guys.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS podcast.
Have a nice day. Thanks for listening to BS in the Morning. Bye-bye.
BS in the Morning. Hey, Carrot Top. Not cool, bro.